Welcome back, Shame Slayers and Shadow Sparklers. I am coming to you officially as a 40-year-old. That's right. It was my birthday last weekend on May 10th, and my voice is still a little raspy from talking so much, singing so much, laughing so much, dancing, which doesn't affect my voice, but still something has come over me that is just excitement and bliss and gratitude. And I'm coming from a place of already loving my 40s and being so ready for this era of giving way fewer fucks. I don't really know how that's possible because I've kind of been on that vibe for a while, but this past weekend was just so beautiful and I got to spend it dancing under the stars and under disco balls on Friday night, dancing to Florence and the Machine on Saturday and sing crying and just being so happy and feeling free and feeling loved. And then I spent Mother's Day and my birthday with so many beautiful people in my life that have been there through it all, literally. And I just am so happy and I'm so honored to have so much love in my life when I've experienced so much loss recently and so much, who am I and what am I now and what does all of this mean and where do I go from here energy after losing my dad and my quantum crumble. And I picked myself back up and took myself through my own processes, did my own work, practiced my own practices, and I've come out on the other side. And I am here talking to you in this podcast because I lost my dad, because I went through a quantum crumble, because of so much what we're going to get into with Uranus and Taurus that took from my life, from my body, from my heart, from all of the places over the past 8 years. But what it gave me in return was something that I could have never imagined. And what I am creating because of this quantum crumble, because of this burn down to bring, I can only have gratitude for this because it is truly what I am creating. This is what I am moving into. I see my life so differently because of everything that I lost. And if that feels like you, I am starting a new program. I know I'm crazy. I just launched Afterglow and it's nearly sold out last week. But something else that I'm creating that has just come through over the past couple weeks that needs to live now because it's perfect with this episode. It's called New Me Now What? And it is going to be a 90-minute workshop. We're going to do it live, and it's taking you through my exact process of what I did through my quantum crumble when I was left battered and broken on the floor, bloodied, and thinking, now what? Who am I after all of this? What do I do? Where do I go? How do I live? How do I experience life? How do I exist in the same way after all of that just happened to me? And the truth is, you don't exist in the same way. New Me Now What is literally you being dropped off on an alien planet and going into this orientation where they're like, welcome. Do not be afraid. You have landed on this new planet, and this is your orientation to learn how to use your body and your mouth and your voice and your life and all of the things because it is 100% brand new. So I'm opening the waitlist right now. If Afterglow wasn't for you or the price was too high or just didn't sound like what you needed right now, this is not a deep shadow work journey. This is not a manifestation journey. This is you being radically present and understanding what has happened to you and for you, mostly for you, and what you can do with that and how you can sift through the rubble, find the gold, and rebuild anew. This is not where you want to go, what you want to become, your future self, and all of that. This is really, truly understanding what just happened, what that made you, who that made you into, and how that fits into your new life. And this, again, is exactly the process that I took myself through after losing so much, 4 family members, my husband going to rehab, me having surgery, my dog having 3 surgeries, my mom almost dying. Like, there were so many things that happened in such a condensed period of time that I didn't know what was going on. And now I understand that it was Uranus Taurus, which I'll get into in just a little bit in this episode. But New Me Now What is how you move through it, is how you figure out what makes sense now for you and what is an old story that needs to go. Because what you're going to learn in this episode is that Uranus and Gemini is about obliterating that old story that you keep telling on repeat and allowing something new to come through. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, put yourself on the waitlist down below. I'll be opening the doors soon, but I wanted to get this out in this episode because it is just so perfect and so poignant for what we're talking about. So let's get into it. I'm Morgan Garza, and you are listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. This week, we are going deep into astrology and discovering what it is within us that has shifted over the past 8 years. And I promise you, if you are a Taurus, a Leo, a Scorpio, or an Aquarius, your life got pretty rattled, including mine. I'll get into that in a little bit in my quantum crumble and everything that happened. But this is major. Something happened on April 25th that I am truly still processing. And we need to talk about it because it's a major, major astrological shift. And this is going to affect your life for the next 8 years. What I'm talking about is Uranus moving from Taurus to Gemini. So from 2018 until April 25th, Uranus was in Taurus. This is the major shift that we have felt in everything that is solid and stable. And now it's in Gemini, moving into the mind and communication and technology. And so much is going on. But stay with me on this because I know you're like, I don't care about what Uranus, what I've called Uranus, has been doing. It doesn't matter to me, but it really does. I promise you, this has shifted your life in major ways that you are probably just beginning to recognize now that Uranus is in Gemini. This is the kind of thing that happens once every 84 years when Uranus is in one specific sign. So your grandparents felt the last time Uranus was in Gemini. Their grandparents felt the one before that. And living through this one right now in real time is going to be in the history books. This is a major shift in what we are experiencing on the global, collective, and personal scale. So buckle up, because the last time Uranus was in Gemini, we got television, the end of World War II, and global communication was entirely restructured. We got the atomic bomb. So yeah, this is going to be a big next 8 years, and this episode is going to blow your mind in the best way. So what even is Uranus? You've called it Uranus since the seventh grade, and maybe you still do, or maybe you still say it like that in your head, and it's hilarious, and that's what you think of, and you're like, otherwise, I have no clue. I got you. Don't worry. First things first, Uranus is one of the outer planets, so it moves really slow. The ones that don't come around very often, when they do, things change. These are called generational planets because they are so far away. It takes them so long to make one orbit around the sun. It takes 84 years for Uranus to make a complete orbit around the sun and go through every zodiac sign. So this is creating massive change, and it's not like your feelings changed or you had a bad week changed like we have when Mercury is doing something or Venus is doing something or Mars. Those are like the personal planets that are closer to the sun. These generational planets that are really far out have a massive collective impact because they do move so slow. So we won't experience all of the 12 zodiac signs of Uranus or any outer planet really in our lifetimes, especially Uranus and Pluto, because they move so slow. And when it does happen, it shifts everything. So your life changes. Your entire landscape of your life changes. When you look back 10 years, you're like, oh, wow, that's when everything shifted. And why I said that I'm still processing this happening, even though it was 2 weeks ago, is because so much happened in the past 8 years in my life that completely rewrote the story, changed the landscape, made everything look totally different, that now I'm really truly just processing what happened. And now that we're in a totally new energy, new era, new vibe, I'm allowing myself, or I'm being allowed to be freed from what happened and start filing it away and taking the lessons and looking at things. And Uranus is specifically called the Great Awakener. So this is the planet of radical change, sudden breakthroughs, liberation, revolution. And what I experienced over the past 8 years is all of that and a lot of pain and grief and things, because Uranus doesn't do gradual. It's not like this slow change. It comes out of absolutely nowhere. It flips your entire world upside down and then says thank you and walks out the door and leaves you in a totally feeling of being disheveled. And you didn't ask for it, but you really needed it. So let's get into what all this means. It takes Uranus, like I mentioned, 84 years to go all the way around the zodiac, spending about 7 to 8 years in each sign, which means in your entire lifetime, you will only experience Uranus sign once if you live 84 years, which hopefully we all do, is truly expansive in really major ways and hits all of the different themes based on which sign it was on. And Uranus doesn't ask if you're ready, it just arrives. And the people who understand what it's bringing to get to work with instead of getting just dragged are the ones who will truly come out of these transits with so many lessons, an entirely new life, and really being anchored in what happened rather than just being like, this all happened to me and now everything's different and everything sucks and everything feels like it's fucked, but it's likely not. And this is how you learn what actually happened. So we have to go forward before we go. So we have to go back before we go forward, because Uranus in Taurus was from 2018 until 2026. And this is where you're going to see what has actually happened. Taurus is the earth sign of stability, financial security, material values, the physical world. And since May 2018, Taurus has been getting shaken up, but not just the sign of Taurus. This affects all fixed signs, which are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. But it's also the sign that wants to be least disrupted, because it is the sign that represents everything that is material, that is anchored, that is permanent, or just really so solidly structured that it rarely gets shaken up. Taurus wants to know where its money is coming from and what Monday morning looks like, and the people around it are going to stay and be healthy and cared for. And then Uranus, the planet of radical, sudden, and irreversible change, moves in and spent 7 years rearranging everything material. So whether you are one of the four fixed signs or you're not, you still experience this in a lot of different ways about things that are material and solid and stable. And what really matters is also what happened on the world stage. We had cryptocurrency, we had creator economies, we have the birth of the influencer, the quiet quitting that happened with 2020 and the pandemic, remote work, the complete disruption of how we earn money, in fact, what we value, what we're willing to trade our lives for and earn in terms of what we earn. And then, of course, COVID, which tested every previously known structure and mutated things forever. Like, nothing is the same since COVID. And that happened because of Uranus and Gemini, obviously, because, but a lot of those themes came through in Uranus and Gemini because it was time for those structures to break down. And what is hard to understand about Uranus as a whole is that it breaks down to rebuild. So this is, if you know tarot, very much the tower moment in the tarot where the entire tower is falling, but what comes after the tower is the star. And if you're not into tarot, then this is Godzilla coming in, wrecking the entire city, tearing every building down, setting everything on fire, stomping on all of the cars. And then you're left in this rubble. But what you get to do is rebuild from scratch. And you're like, well, I didn't want to rebuild. Nothing was wrong with it. It was fine. I was doing great. And I said that to myself a lot of times. Like, why is all of this ending? It was fine. It was great, especially culminating with my dad's death. But a lot of what happens needs to happen in order for you to be initiated into the next. So think back to 2018 in your life. What was stable then that isn't anymore? What did you think that was permanent? Your job, your relationship, your home, your sense of security, your body and health, your sense of self. Uranus, quietly or maybe not so quietly, picked up and moved some or all of those aspects of your life. For me, it was literally all. And so for the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, the last 7 years were not just what we're seeing happen on the collective scale. They were deeply and uncomfortably personal, crushingly, shatteringly personal. Uranus and Taurus formed a direct astrological relationship with all four of the fixed signs simultaneously. So everyone else felt this in some area of their life. those four fixed signs felt it in your bones. You felt this on such a deep level that it felt like it was constant, like it was relentless. Like you, every time a huge wave hit and you were crashed down to the bottom of the ocean and slammed into coral and rocks, you came up being like, damn, thank God I survived that. Barely enough time to take a breath before the next wave came. And so many people that I know of those four fixed signs had very similar experiences. And this is a really important thing to reflect on the past 8 years since 2018, because when you really see the patterns and the structures and the similar threads, the same thread in your life, you can start understanding what actually happened. And I have an entire podcast episode on the quantum crumble, so I'll link that down below and go back and check it out for sure. But this is when everything crumbles down, where you don't have a choice, where so many things are leaving that you aren't even auditing and taking stuff out either. You're not filling up bags to go to Goodwill. In a sense, they are just being dragged out of your home, out of your life, out of your body, out of your house. So it's really an intense time. But when you look back, and if you realize that this last 7 to 8 years rocked you, you weren't being punished. You were being rebuilt. And what just got rebuilt is stronger than anything you started with. There is so much that I gained from my dad's death, and it put me so directly on the path of what I'm doing. You're listening to this podcast because my dad died. I'm writing a book because my dad died. It's not about my dad's death, but it pushed me in ways that I don't think I would have been pushed otherwise. And so I'm not saying that his death was good, but it gave me something. And I'm not saying that surviving a terrorist attack when I was 22 in 2008 was good, because so many people lost their lives, but it gave me something. And so this isn't a spiritual bypassing, make it the silver lining, sunny side of the street. This is like, what did you gain from what was taken? Because I guarantee there is something that you have that you didn't have before, something that you are, something that you understand, a perspective that you now see that you didn't before, that is truly the reason that you are who you are today. So think about that. And now let's get into the last time Uranus was in Gemini, because this is going to blow your mind. It was 1941 to 1949. What do you remember in the history lesson of middle school and high school about that time? War is probably the first thing that comes to your mind. And if you're listening to this podcast, unless you're 84, you weren't alive. Our grandparents were young adults or even children, and what happened during that transit changed the entire course of human civilization. Humanity split the atom. Television was launched. We entered the nuclear age. The first programmable digital electronic computer was invented. Penicillin went from being experimental and kind of iffy to widespread. The entire infrastructure of modern communication got rebuilt from the ground up, because the world had just been through war that destroyed the old one. Sounding similar, familiar? We're literally 2 weeks into this transit, but we already see so many of these themes coming through. Uranus in Gemini has historically been a time marked by fragmentation and splitting. Gemini is mercurial and likes to split things apart. It is also represented by the twins, which are two separate but connected beings. Uranus is the planet of rebellion, and Uranus in Gemini is deadly for big empires and billionaires and these massive conglomerates that own everything, because Gemini is about splitting and fracturing. It likes to break big things down into small pieces. And the American Revolution happened during Uranus and Gemini. So did the Civil War, so did World War II. Every single time this transit happens, big monolithic structures break apart and new, more distributed ones emerge. And then that becomes the new normal for quite a while. Now, think about where we're at right now. AI is accelerating faster than any regulatory framework can keep up with. My cousin owns an AI company called the AI Surfer, and he says it's so difficult to even teach AI right now, because by the time you have your lesson planned and you are delivering the information, it's obsolete. It has changed. Something else has evolved. Something is better than it. That specific thing has changed and something's new. So we are at breakneck speed right now of technology advancements, and the information landscape is fragmenting. Mainstream media is losing authority. Distributed voices are gaining it, and nobody can agree on what's true anymore. The way we learn, communicate, work, and connect is being completely rebuilt in real time. Just think about how you experience social media. It used to be for community and connection, and now it's this information fire hose where everyone's trying to give you 10 tips to do whatever. We are information saturated, and what is going to change is we don't know yet, just like the people at the beginning of 1941 didn't know they were about to get television and that we would then be addicted and glued to it and it would be the center of our homes. But they did feel the beginnings of something happening, and we are in the very beginning stages of those. They just knew everything felt unstable and strange, especially after war, and the old rules weren't working anymore. And this is very familiar because this is exactly what we are going through right now. The chaos you're feeling around information, technology, communication, and what's real is a product of Uranus in Gemini. This is the transit. You are living through the same disorientation our grandparents felt. And just like them, what comes out the other side is going to completely rewrite how humans connect, share information, and understand the world. We don't know what that will be yet. We can't even fathom it, just like they couldn't fathom moving pictures on a screen in your home, around in every home around the country. That was unfathomable. We are going to experience the same kind of revolution, the same kind of technological advancement that is going to change the way we experience ourselves and each other and life. We just don't know what that piece of technology is going to be yet. But I'm sure some people in the technology space have some ideas, because I bet there are prototypes in labs right now being tested. Now, let's make this personal, because what Uranus and Gemini actually means for your life is super important. And this is really specific by sign. So what you need is to understand where this is happening for you. Gemini rules your voice, your ideas, your local community, your immediate environment, the way you think, process, and share information, and how you communicate in writing, speaking, texting, posting, recording, talking to your dog, talking to plants, talking to trees, channeling. However you put yourself out there, however you connect, is going to be totally rewritten. And your relationship to learning is changing too. What you're curious about, how you consume information, what you're willing to unlearn, because this is Uranus and Gemini, we're going to burn it down before we rebuild it. We're going to fracture things into different and separate parts because the whole isn't working. And the learning aspect here is really interesting, because we're going to have different ways of not only consuming information, but applying it, integrating it, using it, making it part of our lives. And then, of course, technology, especially the kind that connects and communicates. So all of these things are coming, and it might be like the Jetsons, where we have robo nannies and cooks and cleaners in our house. That is something that Uranus and Gemini would produce, or flying cars. Finally, when I was 8 or 9, I was like, oh, by the time I'm 16, there are definitely going to be flying cars. We weren't even close. And we're still not close. And it's 2026 and I just turned 40. So there is a lot happening that we just can't predict, but we're seeing inklings of it for sure. But Uranus in Gemini is going to disrupt the way you've been communicating that actually doesn't sound like you anymore. The platform, the format, the style, the voice you adopted because it seemed like it worked, the way you talk to people, the way you talk to yourself. Uranus is going to make that feel increasingly wrong until you find what the new way actually is. And then, of course, the information you consume that's been keeping you stuck, the beliefs you inherited that you've never actually examined, the stories you tell about yourself that were true once but aren't anymore, these old stories that you just keep repeating and they're recycling and you're like, why do I keep telling the story? I hate it. It's not true for me anymore. That was so long ago. This is defining me now and it's keeping me stuck in this old place and pattern. Uranus in Gemini is the transit that blows those up from the inside out. So your story that you tell through your voice, both are being changed. And the relationship between your mind and your life. If you've been living inside your head, overthinking, overanalyzing, spinning, Uranus in Gemini is going to scramble those circuits until the thinking and living part start happening at the same time. And this might sound like, oh, great, I don't need more scrambled brains. This is the scramble that you do actually need. You want this. You want this kind of scramble. And it is going to totally rewrite how you talk to yourself, what your inner world is like, and your connection through your inner world to your physical world, because everything is connected. We are not separate from anything. You are the channel, the bridge between everything that is finite here on Earth in this 3D physical plane to everything that is infinite, 4, 5D and above, and everything that you forget that you are when you come into this mean suit and become reincarnated, because this meat suit is very physical. But what we are going to experience with Uranus and Gemini is that it is something you've probably never expected before. And this, in a way, has already started happening to me, because I truly believe that Uranus and Gemini is when we become more psychic. We become more open to communicating with energies around us and within us. This literally happened to me the other night. I was laying in bed. I couldn't sleep. I haven't been smoking weed because I'm on this whole health journey. So I smoked a little weed because I had a stomach ache. And I started channeling. And I'm not going to go into it because it was very sacred and very special. And I want to keep it close to my heart. But it was not normal for me to do something like this. And all I kept thinking was, is this real? Is this really happening? How do I know that this is happening? And what I realized, what I came to understand, was that yes, it's most definitely happening. Yes, I'm in control. Yes, I am safe. But also something is coming through me and speaking through me. And it was wild. And I really believe that that's exactly what this transit does. It opens channels. It moves information through you in ways that bypass your logical mind. And if that sounds completely unhinged, welcome to my life. And you're not new here. If you're listening to this, and if you are new, then you might be a little surprised, but this is real. You are in the right place. And here's how to work with this. Clean up what's been going on in your mind. Uranus in Gemini is going to make information move faster than you've ever experienced. I personally am also alive with all of these ideas. They're bursting, they're coming through. They demand to have framework, to be seen, to be on paper, and to be lived. And that noise is going to get louder. The feeds are going to get more chaotic, the opinions more extreme, the headlines more overwhelming, the content more relentless. And you have a choice right now. Before the acceleration hits full breakneck quantum speed, to get ruthless about what you let into your field. Structure is freedom. Boundaries are love. What you read, what you watch, who you listen to, who you follow, what you expose yourself to first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Your nervous system is a tuning fork, and it resonates with whatever frequency you feed it. Be intentional about that frequency, because when you are tuning into things that don't make you feel good, that is what you are perpetuating in your inner world. You're saying, I'm going to consume this even though it makes me feel bad. So then feeling bad is okay. This is the story that you're telling to your mind. So clean up what's going on in your mind. And next, open your channel. If you've been curious about intuition, about channeling, about receiving information from somewhere beyond, and your anxious, overthinking brain is clogging your channels, is blocking this flow of energy, this is your transit. Uranus in Gemini makes that more accessible than it's ever been. And let me tell you, when this happened to me the other night, it wasn't like I was sitting there, channel. I didn't feel good. I smoked weed. I opened my channels. I was already in this raw, open state, and it just came flooding in. Start small. ask a question and wait for the answer to come from somewhere other than your to-do list and other than your mind. Yes, of course, Gemini rules the mind, but when your mind is quiet, your channels can open. So while Gemini rules the mind, it's not only about letting your mind run the show and run rampant and go and do whatever it wants and cause havoc in your life, which is the overthinking, the ADD, the continuous spiraling. This is your mind in control. So you have a choice. Are you going to allow yourself to get totally swept away by this energy, or are you going to learn how to control your mind so that you work with this energy and understand how beneficial it can be for you? So sit in silence for 10 minutes and see what moves through. Pay attention to the ideas that arrive in the shower at 3 a.m., mid-conversation, where you're doing something completely mundane. Because those aren't random thoughts. They're going to be something that is coming through you and telling you something. And this is your channel opening, so write them down. Make a voice note in your phone. Keep a little note section in your app. Text yourself. Email yourself. Keep them somewhere so that it's not just a passing thing that you're like, oh, I'm definitely going to remember this. And then an hour later, you don't remember it at all. Kind of like a dream moving through. And then, of course, because Gemini rules communication, say the thing. Say it. Let your throat chakra open and heal and be used for what you actually want to say instead of just letting it live in your head and your body. Uranus in Gemini rewards directness and absolutely punishes performance. We are not doing this for likes. We are not doing this to please someone else. We are not doing this for anything other than it feels fucking good and it's really in alignment and in authenticity for me. If you've been softening your truth, hedging your opinions, hiding behind vague language, making yourself smaller so nobody gets uncomfortable, this transit is going to obliterate that. It's going to feel literally impossible to keep that facade up. Again, we're breaking things down. Something that isn't working, that wasn't working, is going to be obliterated by Uranus in Gemini. And take it from me, shit gets obliterated. So the gap between what you actually think and what you're willing to say out loud is going to become unbearable to maintain. And of course, we don't want to just say whatever we think and offend everybody and hurt everyone and be really rude and sever relationships. That's not the point. But say the thing that you've been drafting in your head for 6 months. Say the thing that you keep having a conversation with yourself about. Have the actual conversation with the person that you need to have it with. Write it down. Journal it. Do the thing. Make something that helps you speak your voice. Because this is a really important time to be true to yourself, and your voice is your most powerful tool in general, as a witch, I will tell you. Your voice, your energy, your intention are your most powerful tools, and they're all technically the same thing. But when you actually use your voice to speak your intention with your own energy, like, close the door, close the book. You don't need anything else. You don't need candles. You don't need crystals. You don't need fucking anything. All you need is that. And when that comes through, you are unstoppable because it carves this clear path for you. And that is what is going to drive you forward in this time. And what I experienced, what I'm still processing from the 8 years that Uranus was in Taurus is how much loss I experienced. I started my first company and it had to dissolve because I was being abused. I broke my ankle. I broke my knee. I had major surgery for fibroids. I wasn't making any money for a really, really long time. My health started super declining before the fibroids were out. And then really also after, I lost my dad. I lost 3 other family members all on the same side of the family. My husband went to rehab. Our car needed a new engine. My dog had 3 knee surgeries. My mom was in the hospital for like a month. So much happened. So many times I was like, this is not my life. This doesn't happen to me. This kind of stuff, these especially physical, personal health injuries, breaking ankles and knees and having surgery and just not being in control of my health. I just kept thinking like, this is not my life. This doesn't happen to me. Like, why is this happening? Where is this coming from? I just didn't understand. And then of course it started happening to everyone around me. And I'm obviously not blaming myself for that, but it was just what was happening in the times. Everything was being shaken up, and everything that I thought was stable and a sure thing turns out it wasn't. And losing my dad at the end of all of that, at the end of 2024, I spent the entirety of 2025 trying to figure out who I was, trying to reorient myself, trying to make things make sense, trying to connect the dots so that I had grasp, I guess, on what was happening and how much changed and shifted and how deeply and irrevocably and permanently changed I was because of it. And so all of last year, I was sifting through all of this and trying to figure it out and trying to understand what the fuck had just happened. And while this was happening, I was also bursting with ideas. And there was this deep place inside of me that understood that the cycle was ending. And I didn't really understand what was going on with Uranus and Taurus at the time and how soon it was coming to a close until maybe the latter half of the year. But what I realized is that everything that I lost pushed me towards something that I gained, even in my marriage. I lost what my marriage was before and what we have built and who we are now individually and together is something that I didn't even know was possible, especially going through what we went through together. But now coming on the other side of it, I didn't know this type of relationship was possible. And I thought I had it really, really good when I married my husband, and I did. But what died and what crumbled was something that wasn't what I needed, obviously, and wasn't what he needed, and what wasn't what we needed together. And what we have been able to build after that, after all of this trauma and loss and death that we've experienced together, I am so grateful that it happened. And I would do it all over again. I honestly would. I would do all of it all over again, except maybe losing my dad, obviously. But you can't go back in time. But if I could, I wouldn't want him still dead, but I would want what I've gained. So it's like, it's a tricky position because I wouldn't be who I am right now in this moment, in this present, radically present now, not who I can be because of this, but who I've become and who I am standing here as, sitting here as, talking to you as now, would not be the same person if my dad hadn't died. So within all of this, through all of this, because of all of this, I'm in a new me now what? And maybe you are too. And if that is you, I'm creating something for my Quantum Crumble. I launched the Afterglow. It's nearly sold out. So the doors are going to be closed on that very, very soon. And what I wanted to offer was something that I feel really coming through me called New Me Now What? And what this is it's a 90-minute workshop. We're going to run it live the first time, and then it'll be just the pre-recorded for sale after that. But we're going to go through what happens in the Quantum Crumble, what you've lost, how you can make sense of what is gone, look at what has happened and what it taught you and what you've gained, and then who you are now. This isn't manifesting. This isn't a deep dive into your shadows. This is what the fuck was that and who am I now? And I'm really excited about this because this is what I've taken myself through, and this is what I have been doing for the past year and a half now, is trying to figure out who the fuck I am after all of the things that happened. And look what I've created because of doing this work. And yeah, of course, it's going to be some shadow work, but it's also everything I do is shadow work. But it's also being radically present. This isn't manifesting and looking into the future and going forward and wanting to figure out where this is taking you, because you can't be there if you're not here. And so the link is down below. You can get on the wait list. There's so much moving through me, and this is definitely the Uranus and Gemini energy making sense of everything that was just nonsensical for 8 fucking years, that now I'm like, I'm not pumping the brakes. And this is me using my voice. This is me using what I've learned. This is me being my own wounded healer of healing myself through this. And I don't have it all figured out. I'm not perfectly fucking healed, standing on my mountaintop, pointing down for you to go. We're going to dig through this together because I think it's really important. What has helped me so much is to look at what was lost chronologically so that my mind can make sense. And this is actually a thing in psychology, the sense making, you need something to anchor to. I had to see it. And what I was doing for so long was chronologically growing through all of these things in my head. And it was helping, but it was also keeping me in a spiral. And I was like, okay, now what though? Now what? And I just kept asking myself, new me, now what? New me, now what? And so I'm turning it into a program, I'm turning it into a workshop. I'm walking you through what I did exactly. This is my process of how I've moved through this, how I've been able to create so much, how I've been able to be there for myself, how I've been able to be so in the moment and so truly, truly grateful to be alive right now through this new me, now what, that I took myself through, helped me be present and sit with what was real and sit with what happened, rather than being like, okay, yeah, sure, that happened. I gained this lesson. Now on to the next thing. The time is now. And Eckhart Tolle had it right. The time is now. And when you are not present, you are either in depression about the past or anxiety about the future. And none of those are going to give you anything that you need, because one is done, dead and gone, and the other hasn't happened yet. So you don't even know what the fuck's coming. So sign up on the waitlist down below. I'll let you know all of the details, when it's going to be live, all of that. I literally conceived this last week while I was working on Afterglow. I was very tending to these two things at once, but it is a one-off workshop. It's going to be 90 minutes long. It's really accessible. So get on the waitlist to learn more about that if you're thinking, new me, now what? Or what the fuck, where do I go from here? Because Uranus and Taurus shook up your life so much that now you don't know where to go. And I got you, because I'm still drawing my map, but I've at least gotten out of the cave of horrors. So come on with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you've experienced a lot going on in your quantum crumble, let me know. I absolutely love hearing from you. And if you love listening to this podcast, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, because it helps so much, helps us get found. And the podcast is ranking really highly right now in the United States. It's in the 120s of spirituality and religion, which is just amazing. And I'm so happy that so many people love listening. And thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes.